Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back from our busy day to gather as one Klal Yisrael and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making this call a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the seventh day of Cheshvan here in the United States. Today is last night in Eretz Yisrael, they already began to say the St. Talamat with Racha. We wait here in the States until December 4th, as well as today is here, Rav Meir Shapiro's Yortzeit, who began the Daf Yomi. And it's Yom Chamishi already in Eretz Yisrael, the eighth day of Cheshvan. We continue to daven for all of our brothers and sisters in Israel, that the 13 Kedoshim, whose bodies are still being unjustly held in Gaza, be returned for a proper burial without any delay. The war is still not over. Just yesterday, a soldier, Essie Feldbaum, father of five, was killed in Gaza. Davin for all the soldiers, all in need of a refuah. May Hashem give much strength to his and to all of the families and to all of Am Yisrael. Our thoughts and tefillos also go out to those in Jamaica, in Haiti, in Cuba. It's Hurricane Melissa, one of the strongest hurricanes to ever go this way here in the Atlantic, has devastated some of these islands. And our tefillos go out as they now move into a recovery stage. May all please be well. Throughout the Shloshim period, the OU daily Tehillim and Chizuk call is dedicated to Ulei Nishmas, Rabbi Moshe Howard Zatzal, our beloved executive vice president, whose wisdom, warmth, and leadership continues to inspire us. Each day we gather to recite Tehillim, to share words of Chizuk. We do so in the spirit of Rabbi Howard's lifelong mission to bring Torah, Tefillah, and care for Klal Yisrael into our every moment. May the words of our tefillos be a chus, be a merit for his neshama, and a source of comfort for all who mourn his loss. On behalf of the OU, it is my privilege to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Simon Taylor, National Director of Community Projects and Partnerships at the Orthodox Union, to share words of Divrei Chizuk, as well as some thoughts and reflections on Rabbi Howard Zatzal. Following Rabbi Taylor's remarks, we will recite Tehillim together, Parak Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. The Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, read in both Hebrew as well as in English, the Mishaberach, Rabbi Chayalim, and finally Rabbi Taylor will conclude with the Mishaberach, the Cholim, with about a 30-second pause to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those who we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Taylor.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Herman. You know, we're all gathered here today for this Tehillim because of Rabbi Howard itself. During COVID, Rabbi Howard saw the amount of suffering that was going on in our community. And he said, first of all, everyone needs to get together to daven and say Tehillim. And we also just need to bring people together to strengthen each other. And it's really because of him and his vision that we started this daily Tehillim call. And thanks to Rabbi Herman's daily dedication, there's been thousands upon thousands of Tehillim recited and people from across the globe who have been joining this very special Tehillim call, all thanks to Rabbi Howard. And so it's only appropriate that we dedicate these 30 days of Rabbi Howard's Shloshim to him, because really this is all his doing in the first place. So I had the chus to work very closely with Rabbi Howard for over 5 years, all beginning during COVID, where the Tehillim call was just one of many, many initiatives that Rabbi Howard started. because as soon as he arrived, he jumped right in, took the reins, and started pushing each and every one of us to do more, to have bigger aspirations, to make a bigger impact. There was no time to get to know the organization and sit back and slowly make a difference, but he jumped in right away. And so it's very apropos that we're speaking about Rabbi Hawa in this time between Parashas Noach and Lech Lecha, because Noach, who was a tzaddik in his time, took a very reactive approach. And although he might have been the greatest person in his generation, he didn't take a proactive approach to go out there and try proactively to save people and to teach people about Hashem and important values. Whereas we know that Avraham Avinu, in this week's parasha, goes out there and made it his life's mission to teach people about monotheism, about Hashem, important values. And of course, we know that when it came to saving entire cities, when Hashem told Abraham that he was going to destroy them, Abraham fought back and he argued with the creator of the universe and said, no, you have to give them a chance. Let's try and save them. And it's only 50, 45, 40. And he really fought with Hashem to try and make a difference and to save people. And so when this parasha begins, Parashas Lech Lecha, we're very familiar with Hashem saying to Abraham, go out, go for yourself. But the Mepharshim really say that it means more than that. It's talking about going beyond yourself, not just for yourself. Leave the comfort of your own home and everything that you know and everything that you're used to. Now it's time to push the limits, push the boundaries. You're going to have to go and achieve much more than you've ever achieved before. And so Rabbi Hauer was 26 years as a shul rabbi in his town of Baltimore. He was essentially the chief rabbi over there, making an impact in so many different community organizations beyond his shul. And when the chance came to join the OU, it was going to be very different and a much bigger stage. And it wasn't an easy decision, but Rabbi Hauer realized that when he had that chance to spread more Torah, to make sure that people's davening could be more impactful, that he could include more people in the community and many, many more things, he realized that he had no choice but to accept the position and push beyond himself to the next level. And that really is what Rabbi Howard did and which we need to learn from in so many different areas. First of all, when it comes to taking responsibility for others. So starting with this Tehillim call in COVID, where Rabbi Howard decided he needs to take responsibility for the community, Rabbi Howard deciding we need to take care of and do more for divorced women in the community. We need to do more for the singles who are not included or respected properly within the community. He pushed himself from one area to the next to go beyond himself to take more and more responsibility for others. But it wasn't just about taking responsibility for others beyond himself. It was also, like we shared earlier, what Avraham Avinu did was sharing the values of monotheism, of the values of Judaism, that Rabbi Hauer, wherever he would go, he would be meeting with faith leaders, he would be meeting with politicians, and just meeting with different organizations and people from Uber drivers to people on the train. He would share the values of God, the Torah, and Yiddishkeit wherever he would go. And he would encourage us as employees at the OU to do exactly the same. It's so easy just to put your headphones on, your earpods in on the train, and disappear into your own share or your own work or your own music and not think about the person next to you or the people around you. But Rabbi Howard was nonstop, like Avraham Avinu, making sure to share the proper values with as many as he could around him at all times. And at a recent conference, just a couple of months ago, he shared how he ended every single Uber ride by saying, God bless you, to the Uber driver, and using that as a way to bring Hashem more into the world. And then, of course, strengthening Jewish identity, even when other people are pushing against us, when everyone is pushing and anti-Israel and the whole world, you know, seems to be against Israel and the Jewish people, Rabbi Hauer decided he needs to go beyond himself and push further. Lech Lecha is just starts with you, and that's just the beginning point. And so from deciding to get 180,000 letters together, deciding to help organize rallies, deciding to find every single politician who could possibly listen and write in journals and publications and be interviewed on the news, whatever Rabbi Hauer could do to fight the good fight for Israel and the Jewish people, he didn't stop doing it. And I think that in this 30 days, in that transition from Noach to Abraham, it's really very fitting that it shows that Rabbi Hauer was a man who had deep conviction, deep love for the entirety of the Jewish people, and didn't stop pushing beyond his comfort zone in his very quiet, modest, humble way to make the biggest possible impact that he could. And we know, as a staff here at the OU, that all he would want is for each and every one of us to follow in his footsteps, push beyond our own personal boundaries, and make as big an impact as we possibly can. Yehi Zichro Baruch. We shall now move to the Tehillim, and we're going to start with Tehillim Chaf, Psalm 20. Lanatzeach Mizmor LaDavid, Ya'ancha Adonai B'yom Tzara, Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrucha Mekodesh, Umetzion Yisadeka, Yizkor Kol Minchasecha V'loscha Yidash Nesela, Yitein Lecha Chilva V'cha, V'chol Atzcha Yimalei, Nironina B'shua Secha, V'shem Elohei Ninigdol Yimonei Adonai Kol Mishala Secha, Ata Yadata, Ki Yashia Adonai Meshicho, Ya'aneihu, Mishmei Kosho, Bikuros Yesha Yimeno, Eile Vorechev, Eile Vosusim, V'anachnu V'shem Adonai Leheinu Nazkir, Heima Karu V'naflu, V'anachnu Kamnu V'nisadad, Adonai Hashia, HaMelech Ya'aneinu, V'yom Koreinu. Psalm 121, Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph. Shalom Alos, Esayinai Leharim, Me'ayin Yavo Ezri, Ezri Me'im Adonai, Ose Shamayim Varet, Al Yitein Lamot Raglecha, Al Yanum Shomrecha, Hinei Lo Yanum V'lo Yishan, Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomrecha, Adonai Tzolcha, Ad Yad Yiminecha, Yomam HaShemesh Lo Yakecha, V'yarech V'layla, Adonai Yishmocha Mikol Ra, Yishmor Es Noshecha, Adonai Yishmor Tzolcha V'echa, Me'ata V'ad Olam. Okay, Tehillim Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shir Hamalos, Mimamakim Krasicho Adonai, Adonai Shema Bekoili, Tien Aznecha Kashavos, Fakol Tachanunai, Im Avonai Tishmaria, Adonai Miyamod, Kiimcha Slicha, Laman Tivarei, Tivisi Adonai Kisar Nafshi, Velibbara Ohochalti, Nafshi Ladonai Misharim Laboke, Shomrim Laboke, Yachel Yisrael El Adonai, Ki im Adonai Hachesed, Bahabem Ophidus, Behu Yifdes Yisrael, Mikol Avonusav. Achenu, Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, Hanusunim Batara Uvashivya, Ha'omdim Bein Bayam Ubein Bayabasha, Hamakom Yirachem Aleihem Yotiyem Vistara Mitzara Luvracha, Vamiyafeira Leura, Meshibit Lugula, Hashtar Bazalav Izman Kariv, Benomar, Amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity, on sea or on land, may the all present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon. And let us say, Amen. Misha Berach L'chayalei Tzahal, a prayer for Israel's defense forces, the IDF. Misha Berach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, V'yivorech es Chayalei Tzava Haganal Yisrael V'anshei Kuchos HaBitachon, Ha'omdin Al Mishmar Arteinu V'arei Eloheinu Migvul HaLevanon V'ad Mibar Mitzrayim Min Hayam HaGadol Ad Levo HaRava V'vachol Makom Sheheim V'yavasha B'avir V'yam. Yitain Adonai Esarvenu Hakamim Aleinu Nizafim Lefnehem Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'Yatzil Eschayelenu Mikol Tzara V'Tzuka Mikol Nega U'Machala V'Shlach Bracha V'Atzlacha B'Chol Motzei Yedeihem Yadber Tzaneihem Tachteihem V'Yatrem V'Chesed Yishua V'Yatzer Nitzachon V'Kiyom Bahem Hakasuv Ki Adonai Eloheichem Ha'Holech Imachem Lilachem Lachem Im Oyveichem Loshia Eschem V'Ano Ha'Mahara Amen. We now move to the Misha Berech L'Cholim, prayer for the sick. Misha Berech Avaseinu, Abraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe Aharon, David Shlomo, Hu Yivorech Es HaCholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lachavimam Ulurapam Ulchazakam Ulchayasam Vishlach Lahem Mehira Rufuah Shlema Min HaShemayim Lachol Evereihem Uvachol Gideihem Besof Sha'ah Cholei Yisrael Rufuah Sanefesh Rufuah Saguf Hashta Vazalav Isman Kariv Benomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Taylor. It's good to have you on. Really appreciate sharing some insights and reflections on your really close and personal relationship with Rabbi Howard Zitzal. And also thank Rebecca Levy for all of her coordination, the logistical side of putting together the call. Thank you so much for us here at the Daily Tehillim Call. Please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day.